Hello, race fans. Welcome to the first official episode of the Motorsports Mamba Podcast. You might have heard the unofficial episode that I created for a school project about cable versus streaming, and that got me thinking, let's make this a real thing. So here we are. Today, I will be discussing the bombshell announcement from Wednesday afternoon.
Winning a sixth championship might add to your legacy. But is it enough to make you a legend? Because there's a big difference between being the best driver of your generation and being the best driver ever.
In a one-minute video posted on social media, seven-time NASCAR Cup Series champion Jimmy Johnson announced that the 2020 season will be his final one as a full-time NASCAR Cup driver. Wow. Old seven-time, one of the best to ever drive a stock car, will step away following a legendary career. Here is his current long list of accomplishments. 83 Cup wins, which has tied him for sixth all-time with Cale Yarborough. He's one win away from tying legends Darrell Waltrip and Bobby Allison. 227 top fives, 364 top tens, 36 poles, and an average finish of 12.9. And yeah, folks, there's more. He's a two-time winner of the Daytona 500, four-time Coca-Cola 600 winner, two-time Southern 500 winner, four-time winner of the All-Star Race, four-time Brickyard 400 winner, five Cup Series championships in a row, seven in all, tying him for most all-time with Richard Petty and Dale Earnhardt Sr. Without a doubt, Jimmy Johnson should be a unanimous first ballot NASCAR Hall of Famer. He is an elite, rare, once-in-a-generation talent. It isn't likely that we will ever see another driver match his level of success ever again. Someday, I'm going to tell my children and my grandchildren that I had the honor of witnessing the Jimmy Johnson era when he steps away from the NASCAR Cup Series. Mark your calendars, folks. On November 8, 2020, it will truly be the end of an era in NASCAR. So in 2007, that's when I started watching NASCAR. And personally, I cannot imagine NASCAR without Jimmy Johnson. As a little kid, he was the first NASCAR driver that I could identify after learning more about the sport on my own. Growing up, he was someone that I wanted to be like when I became an adult. Personally, I have always admired how he carried himself off the track, and despite having an impressive resume of accomplishments, he always remained humble. For some people, they let stuff like that go to their head and develop a large ego, but not the longtime driver of the 48. Jimmy Johnson has been a gracious champion and ambassador for NASCAR, and that's exactly how I will remember Jimmy Johnson, for the man he is on and off the track. The seven-time champion is respected by many, and he is getting a well-deserved farewell season in 2020. Next, I'm going to let you listen to Jimmy's interview with NASCAR.com's Alex Weaver.
Alex Weaver here at Hendrick Motorsports, joined by the seven-time champion Jimmy Johnson. Some big news from you. You announced on Wednesday on social media that 2020 was going to be your last full-time season. For this sport, it's pretty unheard of that a primary sponsor signs on for three more seasons and the driver is only on for one more. So why now? Why 2020?
Yeah, I'm so proud and happy that Ally has signed on to be a part of Hendrick Motorsports and that our sport is so strong that they want to be involved with it. And there wasn't really any pressure for our contracts to expire at the same time. But I certainly have the option or had the option to sign on that long. But you know, in my head, I've always felt like 20 years would be a good run. The end of next year will be 19. And I just think next year sets up to be an amazing opportunity for me to be very competitive, have a shot at winning races and a shot at winning a championship, and maybe going out on top of all things. So that brings some excitement to me, and I like that. And then at the same time, I'm just kind of ready to take a deep breath. You know, I've been racing as often as I could since I was five. And next year, that'll make 40 years. So I would like to slow it down. I'd like to cut my schedule back some. I'm still going to race with and without a motor and various, you know, bucket list items that I have my eye on. So I'm really at peace and happy and excited. I know my team is. I spent some time with them literally right here yesterday. And the energy and excitement's real. We're going to have a fun 2020.
When did you ultimately decide that 2020 was it?
You know, through the summer, I was trying to take a logical approach and pros and cons and kind of work out something, hoping that some, you know, feeling would hit me. And then it really didn't. So I put that notebook away and just was kind of living life and going about it. And for whatever reason, around the Kansas race weekend, the feeling came and the feeling didn't leave. And then I got excited with thinking about that. And I wanted I wanted something to really hit me to make the decision on and not logically look at it. And it showed up and it hasn't left. And a month went by and then it was time to talk to Rick about it, Jeff Gordon, and you know everyone here at HMS. And then here we are today.
Not easy conversations to have, but I know that you have three girls back at home that make this a heck of a lot easier for you. So how instrumental has their support been in this decision and throughout your career?
So much support. I mean, I couldn't even begin to explain it all. And Shani, ultimately, she's just like, babe, do what you want to do. Make the decision on your own terms, your own time. We're here for you. Pursue your passions, chase your dreams, all those amazing things. So I've always had her support. I think I caught her off guard when the feeling hit me. She's like, is this really going on? And so that was a fun moment for us to kind of talk through that and why and how that feeling hit me. And then with my girls, they're so young, they know what that word means, but I don't know if they kind of feel it yet. So when they see me around a lot more in 21, they'll understand what retirement is.
Well, we get to see you a lot more in 2020 because you're not going anywhere for another full season. So I know you haven't really thought about this, but that checkered flag at ISM Raceway in November of 2020 next season, have you thought about what you want your legacy to be when you walk away and it's all said and done?
Not necessarily. I mean, I've certainly accomplished a lot of great things on the track. But for me, when I look back in my own mind, I remember the people, the experiences, the friendships that led to those trophies. I don't have many images in my mind of like standing in victory lane somewhere. So I would hope that the friendships and the relationships, the respect, I guess, that comes through all of that would be involved with my legacy.
Well, thank you for your time. It's been an honor to watch your career. And he will go after that 8th championship title coming up in his last full-time season in 2020.
In all honesty, he seems to be at peace with his decision. He enjoyed a historic career and now gets to end it on his own terms, exactly like a 7-time champion should. Regardless of how he performs in 2020, the longtime driver of the number 48 Hendrick Motorsports Chevrolet has nothing else to prove. It will be interesting to see if he can get the 48 back in victory lane and potentially battle for a record 8th NASCAR Cup Series Championship. In my opinion, that would be the ultimate storybook ending to one of the greatest careers in motorsports history. Thank you for listening to the first official episode of the Motorsports Mamba Podcast. Be on the lookout for new episodes in the distant future. The support is much appreciated. This is your host, Kobe Lambert, signing off.